J.K. Rowling, there is no such thing as a transgender kid. By Warner Todd Houston on December 29, 2024. Harry Potter creator and women's rights activist J.K. Rowling has told her fans on social media that there is no such thing as a transgender kid and that no child is born in the wrong body. Rowling engaged series of messages on X on Saturday, but after being accused of perpetrating a hateful focus on trans kids, the children's books author seemed to insist that there is no such thing as a trans kid in the first place. "There are no trans kids. No child is born in the wrong body," she wrote. "There are only adults like you, prepared to sacrifice the health of minors to bolster your belief in an ideology that will end up wreaking more harm than lobotomies and false memory syndrome combined. There are no trans kids. No child is born in the wrong body. There are only adults like you, prepared to sacrifice the health of minors to bolster your belief in an ideology that will end up wreaking more harm than lobotomies and false memory syndrome combined. pic.twitter.com/yeek4mxgf, okay. J.K. Rowling, at J.K. Rowling, December 28, 2024. In another post, Rowling blamed some of society's problems on a type of cultural contamination where social media convinces children that they are transgender. When one ex-user said that parents are to blame for transgendering of kids, Rowling responded, saying, "Kids are watching TikTok videos of surgeons selling the idea that bodies can be modified like Lego. Schools affirm kids' trans identities behind parents' backs. A certain kids' charity in the UK sent out breast binders to pubescent girls without parental consent. Many parents are struggling to protect kids from a zeitgeist telling them that anxieties about puberty, sexuality and growing up can be fixed by lifelong reliance on big pharma and by doctors who make Frankenstein look ethical," she added. "Not always. Kids are watching TikTok videos of surgeons selling the idea that bodies can be modified like Lego. Schools affirm kids' trans identities behind parents' backs. A certain kids' charity in the UK sent out breast binders to pubescent girls without parental consent. Many." J.K. Rowling, at J.K. Rowling, December 29, 2024. Rowling went on to say that parents are facing strong headwinds as schools and the internet continue to push transgenderism on kids outside the home. She also blasted the entire scheme of transgenderism for pushing a false nirvana. She noted that transgender medical intervention causes infertility, the loss of the ability to orgasm, and a lifetime's reliance on powerful hormones your body wasn't designed to cope with, she wrote. "The moment any of those things causes infertility, the loss of the ability to orgasm and a lifetime's reliance on powerful hormones your body wasn't designed to cope with, they'll become relevant to the discussion." J.K. Rowling, at J.K. Rowling, December 29, 2024. Rowling has been a staunch voice in opposition to transgender women in sports and recently pointed out that men claiming to be transgender female athletes have stolen hundreds of medals and championships from female athletes. "Over 890 medals, across 29 sports, stolen from women by men," the shocked British writer exclaimed in a post from October. "Over 890 medals, across 29 sports, stolen from women by men." J.K. Rowling, at J.K. Rowling, October 24, 2024. Still, the famed author has taken much criticism from the far left for her stance in favor of women's rights. She has faced boycott threats and death threats from the left. But the opposition to her seems to be losing its power. Recently, HBO announced its continued partnership with Rowling as the studio prepares to launch yet another Harry Potter project despite efforts by woke leftists looking to force the studio to cut its ties to Rowling. Adding more credence to her position, the British National Health System has announced a ban on puberty blockers and other transgender procedures for minors. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.